Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us and be blessed by the Word of God. Dear God, in times of doubting, fear or anxiety, I might try to turn to a crutch to get me through that moment or that day. Whatever that crutch is, Lord, if it is not faith in you, I am choosing to fill myself with something other than your Holy Spirit. Help me in those times to remember that I have access to your presence and the Spirit's power. Remind me to whisper a simple prayer, turning my thoughts to you, and not to seek something else to cover my fears and doubts or distract me from them. In Christ Jesus, amen. We bless the name of the Lord once again, beloved, as we continue on this spiritual journey. Praise be to Almighty God. Let us crown him. Again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m., and we encourage you to join us and be blessed by the Word of God. If you are living in the New York area, we invite you to fellowship with us on Sundays at 12 noon at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412. You could also join us for prayer meeting on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. Join us and be blessed. We are a praying church. And we want to thank God once again that we can come into his presence and to share his word without compromise. We bless him for that, and we glorify him. Let us crown him once again.
Oh,
That reveal the truth so I can apply it to my own mind and repel Satan's attack. Jesus, you use the word of God when Satan tempted you in the desert. You countered Satan's lies with the truth by saying it is written and then proclaiming the truth. Show me where I have been duped by the devil. Guide me to the correlating truth to counteract it in each of these areas. I am beginning or bringing to you in prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Lord, I thank you and I bless you tonight because you're worthy to be praised. We glorify you tonight, Lord, because you're worthy. And we shall behold you, my Lord. the name of the Lord, we shall behold him, my Savior and Lord. Welcome, beloved, welcome as we continue on this spiritual journey. We will tonight continue where we left off on Wednesday, and the lesson we are teaching at this time is authority of the believer, how to quit losing and start winning. And these materials were written by A.L. Gill, which I find very interesting to share with you. Last week's lessons was Know Your Enemy, and we identify Lucifer as the enemy who was thrown out of heaven with one third of the angels. Revelation chapter 12, verse 4. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them into the earth. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come into your presence, Lord, to deposit your word to your people, Father. We pray, O God, that as the flesh decrease, your Holy Spirit will increase and will guide us through these teachings, Father. We pray that someone will be blessed by listening to what we are teaching, Father God. We thank you for this privilege, and we honor you tonight. And we just want to praise you because you're worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. So let us take a look at what Revelation chapter 12, verse 4, a clause says. It says, his tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. Lucifer and his angels were flung down to the planet Earth. And when we take a look at Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast to earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Change of names. The names of Lucifer were changed, where he had been given such lofty titles as Son of the Morning and Anointed Cherub. His names became Dragon, Serpent, Devil, and Satan. The angels under Lucifer's authority, those who followed him in rebellion, kept their organizational structure of thrones, powers, rulers, and authorities, but their names were changed to reflect their falling nature. They were now called demons, devils, and evil spirits. Satan's total nature changed. He was the morning star, the son of the dawn, the one who had led praise and worship, the one who guarded and protected the throne of God. He became corrupt, humiliated, outcast from heaven. He lost his great beauty, his high position in the kingdom of God. His nature became dark, ugly, evil, full of hatred. This was all the result of his sins of pride and rebellion. So as we meditate on this teaching tonight, beloved, we ask you to think along these questions. Ask yourself to describe the original function and position of Lucifer. Describe his rebellion, fall, and the warfare that resulted. Who is the real enemy of the believers today? We bless the name of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey. We just want to thank the Lord as we stand together.
Understand why we pull away from each other so easily. between our brothers and our sails. But I don't care what label you may wear. If you believe in Jesus, you belong with me. The bond we share is all I care to see, and we'll change the world forever. Will join with me. Join and sing. Sing.
You're my brother, you're my sister. So take me by the hand. Together we will work until it comes. And there's no foe that can defeat us. We'll walk inside.
Bless the name of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey. Our lesson for tonight is authority on earth. And the first lesson was Know Your Enemy, which we concluded about now. In Genesis, we are told that God created the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." According to Isaiah, the earth was not created to be empty. It was formed to be inhabited. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18 says, "For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited, I am the Lord, and there is no other." we bless the Lord for his word. However, Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 describes the earth as without form and void and darkness. This description is not a place ready for habitation. In Hebrew, the word translated into English as was could just as accurately be translated as became. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, the earth was or became without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. In Jeremiah, we find the same Hebrew word used and translated. Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 23 through 25 says, I beheld the earth, and indeed it was or became without form and void, and the heavens, they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and indeed they trembled, and all the hills moved back and forth. I beheld, and indeed there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens had fled. Jeremiah explains that God's judgment turned the perfect earth to a place of destruction, darkness. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23, the earth was without form and void, and the heavens, they had no light. Jeremiah went on to describe the judgment of God that was upon the earth. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 26 and 27 says, I beheld, and indeed the fruitful land was a wilderness, and all its cities were broken down at the presence of the Lord by his fierce anger. For thus says the Lord, the whole land shall be desolate, yet I will not make a full end. It is possible, beloved, that Satan was cast onto earth between Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Try to imagine Satan as he was cast to this earth. He had held one of the highest positions in heaven. He had beauty beyond description. He was a reflector of the glory of God. However, in his rebellion, he desired even more. He desired to rule in heaven. There was a battle. He and the angels following him were cast to earth. Everywhere Satan looked, he was reminded of the Creator God, whom he now hated so much. He was reminded of all that he had lost by his rebellion. Perhaps Satan, as the one who came to steal, kill, and destroy, in his blind hatred and anger, had actually destroyed this earth. The only thing that Satan had left to rule over had become empty, void, and existed in total darkness. Lucifer had desired to rule over the entire universe. Now all he had left was one small, dark, empty planet. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, we read that the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 states that God said, "Let there be light." Satan knew that voice. He had heard it in eternity past. Imagine how he must have panicked when he heard the voice of God. Even here on earth, he could not hide from God. Even here, God was not going to leave him alone. How horrified Satan must have been as he watched God restore the earth to its original beauty in the next 5 days, the earth was recreated through spoken words. It is important to understand that God spoke back into existence all that had been destroyed. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. In verse 6, then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." In verse 9, then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. In verse 11, then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields a seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth." And it was so, beloved. In verse 14, then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years." Verse 20, then God said, "Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens." In verse 24, then God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth, each according to its kind." It was so. In verse 26, then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields a seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields a seed. To you it shall be for food." All that had been perfect, which had been destroyed here on earth, God again made perfect. What was God's plan, beloved? Why was God interested in this planet? Imagine Satan exclaiming to his demons, "Why can God leave us alone? He has his whole universe to run, and all that we have is this one little planet." Panic and hatred must have gripped Satan as each day for the 5 days the voice of God was heard. As God spoke, the earth was restored to its original beauty. The intensity of Satan's hatred toward God must have grown each day. Others teach that Satan's rebellion and fall occurred after man was created. Also, all scholars are not agreed as to the timing of Satan's banishment from heaven to earth. It is not as important to agree with the sequence of events as described in this lesson as it is to understand that man, created in God's image, was given absolute authority and dominion on this earth. It is also important to understand that this is the reason why Satan hates mankind so much. And beloved, don't fool yourself. The devil hates us. Authority given to mankind. After God had created the earth, he created man and woman in his image. Then he gave them authority over all that was living on the face of the earth. In Genesis 1, we are told that mankind was created in the image of God. In Genesis 9, we are told the same thing again. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Genesis chapter 6, verse 9 says, "Whoever shed man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man." Beloved, knowing that men and women were created in the image of God is important to the understanding of this subject because God's image is one of authority. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God formed the body of man from the dust of the ground with his hands. And then he breathed into him the very breath of God. God breathed into mankind his very nature. He gave us his life. The life of God is in us, beloved." Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul." I'm sorry. After the war in heaven, Satan had been cast to earth. Can you imagine his horror as he watched God create mankind, breathe into him the very life of God, and then give to this new creation rule and dominion over every living thing on the face of the earth? Satan was living on the earth. The dominion given to man included authority over Satan and his followers. God formed Eve, and together with Adam, they had authority and dominion over all the things of the earth. In Genesis chapter 2, we have the story of Eve's creation. Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 and 24, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Beloved, from the first mention of mankind, God said, "Let them have dominion." He did not say, "Let him have dominion." Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 28, A clause, "Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth." Beloved, man is not exercise dominion over woman or woman over man, but as one flesh. They are to walk together in dominion and authority on this earth. Together, They were given authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the livestock, and all the earth, every living thing. Man was not to have authority over his fellow men. He was given authority over all of God's creation on this earth and over Satan and his demons. God now had absolute authority and dominion in all the universe except on planet Earth. Here, he had given his authority to these new godlike creatures called man and woman. God gave Adam a free will. He had the power to choose between obeying and disobeying God. Mankind was given volition, choice, a free will. Man's volition was to be tested in the garden between obedience and disobedience, between eating of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, or not eating of it. Mankind still has a free will. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Satan hates mankind. Satan hated Adam and Eve because they were created in God's image. At the moment of their creation, they were given everything he had tried to take by force. They looked like God. They talked like God. They walked like God. They had been given dominion over all the things on the earth, and that included Satan. That included everything he had dominion over. That included all of his kingdom. Satan knows our authority. He knows what God has said and done. It is extremely important to him that we do not know our authority, that we do not discover and begin to walk in our God-given authority and dominion. Satan has reason to fear men and women who walk in their God-given authority. High wills of Satan. In the previous lesson, we spoke about the wills of Satan, the high wills. In Isaiah chapter 14, verses 13 through 15, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. Everything given to man, everything Satan willed to be in his rebellion, God created man to be. Satan said, I will ascend into heaven. Mankind was created to have fellowship with God. We were created to walk and talk with God of this universe. We were created to reign with him. Revelation chapter 20, verse 6 says, blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. Beloved, Satan said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. The stars of God refer to angels. Satan desired to be above the angels in importance. The Apostle Paul wrote that one day we would judge the angels. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3 said, Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? We bless the name of the Lord, beloved. We will conclude our lesson on Wednesday at 10 p.m. We pray that tonight's lesson was a blessing to you. We pray in the name of Jesus that you tune into us once again and listen to the word of God and be blessed by the word of God. As we continue on this spiritual journey, beloved, we want to thank the Lord once again.
I'm living this moment,
my Lord.
the name of the Lord, your grace and mercy has brought me through. As we come to the end of our As we come to the end of our program tonight, we pray that it was a blessing to you. I would like to share with you a prayer written by Thomas Aquinas. Grant me, O Lord my God, a mind to know you, a heart to seek you, wisdom to find you, conduct pleasing to you, faithful perseverance in waiting for you, and a hope of finally embracing you. Amen. That's words of encouragement for the rest of the week. We pray that you'll join us again at 10 p.m. on Wednesday as we continue on this spiritual journey. God bless you. God love you. And so do I. And one more reminder, beloved. The more you pray, the easier it becomes. The easier it becomes, the more you will pray. Prayer has a mighty power to sustain the soul in every season of its distress and sorrow. God bless you, beloved, and good night.